This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. I just saw a new report that average IQs are falling, even in developed nations. This should be no surprise to anyone who has been paying attention. Neurology is being damaged across the board. We are seeing mainstream people go insane. We're seeing brain damage and mass mental illness spreading like a pandemic. Now, it's interesting, as a food scientist, you know, I run a mass spec laboratory. I have multiple mass spec instruments, and I can look for molecules and contaminants in food and water. I've done this for years. We have an ISO accredited laboratory, cwclabs.com. And I've often thought, if we only knew what to look for, maybe there is something. Maybe there's something in the food supply or in the water supply. Maybe there's something, perhaps even in the food packaging, the plastics. Maybe there's something in common medicines. Maybe there is a chemical that would explain widespread brain damage and the neurological impairment that has afflicted our modern world. And as I've pondered this question, because, you know, if we knew what that molecule was, we could find it. I mean, we could test for it. Wouldn't be difficult. We can find almost any molecule if we know the molecular mass and the ionization potential. But we don't know which molecule this is. But I've got a couple of ideas of what it might be. For example, I don't know if you've noticed this, but if you go into almost any grocery store in America, the entire store smells like laundry detergent. There is this detergent chemical, and it's present in the detergent aisle. It inundates everything in the entire store, and it smells like laundry detergent or fabric softener, dryer sheets. Now, people who use these laundry detergents can't smell it because their sense of smell has been burned out, I think, along with part of their brain. They have been chemically lobotomized by being exposed to this. They can't smell it at all. But those of us who don't use those chemicals, we become so sensitive that, like, for example, when I have purchased organic breakfast cereal in the grocery store, which I don't do anymore, the organic breakfast cereal, the box smells like laundry detergent. And inside the box, the plastic bag that holds the cereal smells like laundry detergent. And inside the bag, the cereal itself tastes like laundry detergent. I can taste it. It's so bad that if I buy apples at the grocery store, just apples that are sitting out, those apples, I can smell and taste the laundry detergent on the apple peel. Same thing with grapes and other fruits and fresh vegetables that are sitting out. This is why I have to shop at stores that do not carry toxic laundry detergents, because they are poisoning everything. And yet the masses, the everyday people, they can't smell this at all. The other day, I was visiting the house of a friend of mine, and I had never been to their house before. I mean, not a close friend, but someone that I've known professionally. And the moment I entered their house, it was like a laundry fragrance bomb had gone off. It was like their entire house was completely inundated with these toxins, so much so that I couldn't stay. But they are living in this. And it, you know, their indoor air pollution problem is enormous. They're breathing in cancer-causing chemicals with every breath. And you wouldn't, well, maybe you would believe this. Almost every laundry room all across America is a toxic bomb that destroys neurology, impairs brain function, and promotes cancer. And people are out there buying these products, these laundry detergents, thinking that this is the way clean clothes smell. No, not at all. We sell our own fragrance-free laundry detergent at healthrangerstore.com. That's what I use to wash my laundry. Doesn't need a bunch of fragrance. it gets your clothes really clean. But for some reason, the average American thinks that clean must involve toxic chemicals saturating your clothes. And I think that this may be the culprit for what is making people stupid and driving people insane. I mean, it makes sense, right? It's a chemical that almost everyone is exposed to. It's a chemical that is in almost every household. It's a chemical that we know dulls the senses because the very people who are exposed to this chemical can't detect it anymore. Their own senses are dulled. And there's a lot of scientific research that talks about, you know, olfactory sensitivity being tied to cognitive function and intelligence. You know, this is why sort of the highbrow, high IQ academics, they like to go to wine tasting parties because they like to experience the subtle smells and tastes and body of wines. That's why they have big wine glasses. That's why they swirl it around. And that's why they sniff it more than they drink it, because it's a brain stimulation. They're actually stimulating their brain by smelling all the different molecules that are in wine. It actually does make you smarter, by the way, to experience the world with a sense of all these different tastes and smells and colors and vibrancy. It stimulates your neurology. But by using toxic laundry detergent, the opposite is happening. You're dulling your brain. And I got to laugh at people who go to wine tasting parties who also use toxic laundry detergent because they can't smell anything. They're faking it. They're sniffing the wines. Oh, yeah, it's a fruity, woody smell. It's oaky. Yeah, you're full of crap. You can't even smell anything. That whole part of your brain is burned out because you're using Tide laundry detergent and Downy fabric softener. You don't have anything left to sense the subtleties of fine wine. Give me a break. But then again, I don't go to wine tasting parties, so I don't get to talk to people like that very often. But you have to wonder, you know, the world really is getting dumbed down. People are becoming increasingly stupid, low IQs. This is reflected in the scientific literature. It's not just a myth or anything. People are getting dumbed down. And you look at what they're doing to themselves in terms of chemical exposure, and it's no wonder. No wonder at all. And that doesn't even count all the mercury damage from vaccines. It doesn't count, you know, the aluminum exposure, the aluminum damage. What about the antidepressant drugs? What about the lead that's in the food supply and the supplements in many cases? Toxic heavy metals. And then you have all the perfumes and lotions that people put on themselves. The average skin lotion that someone uses, it's also full of toxic cancer-causing fragrance chemicals. And people rub that stuff all over like it's gold or something. Slather themselves with sunscreen so they can jump in the ocean and kill the coral reef. This is humans today. They're just dumb as crap, chemically contaminated morons getting dumber by the day, and then wondering why they get cancer, why they get sick, why they have diabetes, while they're eating chicken McNuggets, French fries, and slathering toxic lotion on their arms. It's incredible. We've really reached the point where humanity is a suicide cult. And the masses have become so dumbed down that they're no longer even capable of understanding why they're being dumbed down or why they're being damaged. You explain to people, these chemicals are killing you, and they say, no, they're not. You ask, why do you think that? Because I didn't see that on CNN. Oh. So let's see, the dumbed down masses who are poisoning themselves with lotions and deodorant products that are toxic and toxic laundry products, they have a toxic news station that they watch to give them all their toxic disinformation and fake news. That's called CNN. And they think that's an authoritative source. Well, it just shows you how dumbed down they really are, doesn't it? But I think there's a common cause behind the mass dumbing down of humanity. And I think it might be it might be these fragrance molecules. It is, I have no doubt it is a molecule or a collection of related molecules. There is chemical exposure that's happening all across society that I think is responsible for this. It's like the Roman Empire. And you know how the Roman Empire had lead in the aqueducts. And lead, of course, causes lowered IQs. Lead causes brain damage. And apparently, the Romans didn't know about it. And they got dumbed down, and then their society collapsed. And that was the end of the Roman Empire. Well, Western civilization is on a similar path. Mass chemical contamination of everyone. It's here. And that's why our civilization has a time limit. And its days are numbered, and the time is almost up. So keep all that in mind. If you want to be free of all these toxins, then read naturalnews.com and listen to my podcasts. And if you want to purchase products that are laboratory verified to be ultra clean, to be free of those toxic chemicals, and we also test for heavy metals, and we test for glyphosate, and we test for microbiology, E. coli, salmonella, total plate count, yeast and mold. We do all these tests on everything that we sell. If you want clean food, clean supplements, clean products for clean living, healthrangerstore.com. That's where you find it. I'm just warning you, though, that when you pursue that lifestyle, you start cleaning up your own diet and cleaning up your own life, you're going to become increasingly intelligent, but also increasingly sensitive to all the toxic poisons that exist in the world around you. You may lose some friends over this because you'll go to their home and you'll be like, oh my God, your home is a chemical fragrance bomb, and you won't be able to go there anymore. So just letting you know, your life may change because you'll be increasingly sensitive, increasingly intelligent, and increasingly informed. It's not the easy path to live in a society of dumbed-down, chemically contaminated suicide cultists who are killing themselves and don't want to be told that what they're doing is wrong. Just letting you know in advance in case you decide to pursue this lifestyle. But you will live longer. You'll be smarter. You'll have a lot more information. You probably won't get cancer. You'll have a longer life, a happier life, a more productive life. You just won't be able to operate in society as you do now without noticing all the toxins that are all around you everywhere. So keep all that in mind. This is important stuff to know. And thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Take care. When you support us, we keep fighting for America. We keep fighting for your liberty, fighting for your natural health, for disease prevention, for education and knowledge about how to be healthy and how to live a productive, happy life. Support us at healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 products, lab tested, clean, ultra clean, the cleanest offered anywhere in the world. healthrangerstore.com. Check it out. Support our mission and help enhance and protect your health at the same time.